Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
With Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
Well, we've got all the answers. It's clear. Nothing murky. We know what happened. Curran observed after the Germany game. The Colts observed, overheard, was told, here's the deal. Keep it under wraps. Don't go with it yet. We've made up our mind. We're moving on. Then Pat McAfee got at Robert Kraft last week at Army Navy, where you and I were, Curtis. We had a great time out there.
Thank you for your service.
Beautiful scene. Thank you. And that really started to shake the bushes. And then Curran came out with a report Monday night, and we've had a week. We have had a very interesting week. And now that it's out, though, what Kraft...
What is out, though, by the way? What's out there? What is the... As far as you can tell, what's the report?
The national belief is now that Robert Kraft has made up his mind. They're going to go in a different direction. They won't fire him, but they're attempting to come to some sort of resolution in mutual parting of the ways or trade as soon as the season is over. Agreed?
Yeah, sorry. I just got a confirmation. Gary Myers will join us at 11:30.
Ooh, good.
Talking about this.
He's got some good intel. Good sourcing.
Yes. And I would say the frustrating part of this is that this is a huge deal. No matter when it is, no matter how old Belichick is, no matter how bad it's gotten, that we have reached the end, which is an end that Robert Kraft was seeking to avoid. And I would submit that if Robert Kraft knew it was going to end at the end of this year, he would have terminated it last year.
Right. No, that's pretty obvious. He wanted two more years, graceful exit past Shula, and then move on to Mayo. That's the plan. He had a plan. Unlike the Cam Newton plan, this was a plan.
But the Patriot way is dead. And the only way you get back to anything resembling it is accountability. Accountability is standing in front of a microphone, answering questions directly, and moving the organization in a direction that you think is best, publicly expressing that, and moving forward. It is the organization on and off the field is unrecognizable right now.
Tomorrow, with Mahomes in town and Andy Reid, does that amplify things one way or the other because of the Reed factor? Reed, the hot on Bills trail.
To who?
The Bills coaching record.
No, I know, but to who does it? Yeah. It doesn't do. I mean, I don't. I don't think that
fans
does anything.
Stirs up the fans. If you're right and the Chiefs come in and win by two tuts.
Right. But that goes back to what Lombardi said. The reason they were leaking this week is because, by the way, interesting to note, Lombardi didn't say Curran was wrong.
Lombardi is still on TV. Yeah, the guy is just a machine. You got to give him that. I know. He never stops talking.
His son Nick could be the new offensive coordinator.
He could be.
Well, you're the one who puts me on the
microphone. I don't think he would have put this story out unless he felt really comfortable with it.
Yeah. He agrees with Curran.
Right. And he's pretty well connected.
I mean, it's possible that Orlovsky is right. There's already a place. And Orlovsky, if you believe that, Orlovsky said NFC multiple times this week with Jones and Megan.
I don't ask for much. I don't think the Bills would be so great. Oh, would it be so great?
Nah, not going to happen. Don't think Kraft would do it. Would not allow it.
Why?
In the division twice?
Belichick assistants own his ass.
Yeah, but you just don't want that. The possibility of Bill rubbing it in your face.
But that's what's wrong. Have some balls. If you don't think he can coach anymore, you should want him in the division. Just the same time that Bill Belichick knew Bledsoe couldn't be great, so he traded him in the division.
That's part of the problem. It's taken Kraft a long time to come to grips with Bill isn't the guy. You saw that exchange with Robert and Jonathan.
Because he chose him over Tom.
Right. So, therefore, he still is afraid that Bill will go somewhere and coach
right,
well.
Right, but you're going good money after bad.
Let's go to Jake in Boston. Good morning, Jake.
Boys, first of all, Curtis, let me educate you, because I know New England didn't start to pay attention to college football, period, until week four here. So let me educate you on Bill O'Brien at Bama. The two games Bama lost last season, they scored 49 and 31 points. They were leading on the final possession of the game before their defense blew it. He would have won a national championship the year before had his two best wide receivers, both of whom were first-round picks, got injured, done for the season in the SEC championship game and the second quarter of the national championship game, respectively. Granted, what we've seen here is not what we saw at Alabama, where he got criticized for being too aggressive, for running four verts with a bunch of stud receivers versus what's happened here, which leads me to believe that Bill has actually put the clamps on Billy O and not the other way around.
Jake, I watch college football as much or more than you do. I don't need to be lectured about what the offenses are or what they are not. Can anybody actually be held to account for what they do, or is there always some boogeyman behind a wall?
What do you mean?
Can we just hold Bill O'Brien accountable for the offense, or do we always have to blame other people?
I would say, given what we've seen the last couple of years at Alabama and how conservative they've run things here, I think it might be more Bill keeping Mac down and there be something nefarious on that end, because I think Bill wants to open things up. I bet you started to see that.
Which Bill?
That said, that's not why I called, because I know tomorrow is an afterthought for a lot of people. It's a big, big game from a context of how the NFL season and maybe the Chiefs dynasty could play out here. Because if Denver wins tonight, Kansas City is playing for their division lead tomorrow. They are 1-3 since Travis Kelce decided to go to Argentina on his bye week to chase his quote-unquote fake girlfriend. There's more drama around Brittany and Jackson Mahomes per usual. And the next NFL dynasty may be a castle crumbling before our eyes. And mind you, this is the offseason where the Mahomes number jumps from the 30s to the 50s. Kelce's a $15 million, 35-year-old tight end / wide receiver next year. They've got two offensive linemen pulling in a combined $50 million. And mind you, this is a team with no depth or not a lot of depth that's built very top-heavy that is finally seeing some of the cap bills become due. So if they completely go topsy-turvy down the stretch and they're not going to play at home in the playoffs in terms of beyond the first weekend, you could see and you could really help facilitate the end of what Kansas City has going on, and that should motivate a Patriot fan base tomorrow, because the drama around them is unlike a lot of what we've seen since maybe the 2004 Lakers, where everything was falling apart there at once. So make this game what you make it. But if you steal it, you've got their dynasty. You've got Mahomes' hypothetical chase of eight. You've got their hypothetical chase of being the next few.
Jake, what's to preclude them from restructuring Mahomes' contract like everybody else does to get the cap space and make the money more guaranteed?
So they'll do that. They will, because he's so invested there. But they have so many other things they have to do, okay, like the Chris Jones thing. When they locked into the Chris Jones thing, they locked into either having him on the franchise tag, which is a big number, or they have to sign him to a rather debt-filled.
And the cap goes up $70 million. Bill even told us that. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to get lose sleep over the Chiefs cap situation.
He does hit on this, though. It's a tug of the heart and the head tomorrow, what you want to happen. Because if the Patriots win this game outright, they will cost themselves the number two pick in the draft. Arizona is not going to win again. So then you're going to pick third. I don't know if that matters. So it depends who you want. Picking top three might be good enough. Everybody will want them in their heart to win the game, but they shouldn't win the game.
Okay.
And Kansas City has a very easy schedule at the end. So they're going to win.
I would bet anything that the Denver Broncos do not win the AFC West. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. And do you see the Raiders beating the Chiefs next week?
And as long as Mahomes is ambulatory, they will be very good.
Right. And he's now focused. He's pissed.
He's about 28, 30. I mean.
Yeah, they'll be in the mix.
He's got 10 years left. What are we talking about?
Shouldn't have gotten rid of Tyreek
Hill. Andy Reid is the best offensive mind in the NFL, and he has the best quarterback in the NFL. I think they'll be okay.
Keith in the truck. Good morning, Keith.
Good afternoon. Good morning, fellas. So As much as I like Harrison, I think he's a stud. The Patriots in the top three pick, I think they just have to pick one of those three quarterbacks. And whatever, you choose the one that they like and go get him, make the decision, because the receiving free agents this year are stacked. The Patriots could easily get a young quarterback, fix their receiving core completely with the – and you just take a look. I don't know if you guys have looked at the free agent receivers, but they're loaded.
Mike
and
Evans,
then,
T. Higgins.
Know, draft two or three,
I don't know.
I mean, Higgins, Evans, the kid from the Colts. Ridley's available. You could fix your receiving core in a year.
But here's the issue, Keith, not to jump down your throat here, but I would say it is far more likely – for the Patriots to draft Marvin Harrison Jr., take a quarterback later in the first round, move back in, than it is for them to spend $100 million on T. Higgins. It's just so counter to what I can envision. Maybe you're right, and maybe that's the better answer, but I just the receivers that reach free agency all have problems too.
So what about, obviously, Belichick? I don't think this is being Belichick being gone. If Belichick is here, obviously they would never do that. But I would think a new GM and a new coach would say, listen, Kraft, this is what we need. We need this. This is what we need to compete. I look at the fifth and sixth quarterbacks taken in drafts, and sometimes it works. Lamar Jackson was the fifth guy taken. But I'd rather have the one or two best guy as opposed to the fifth or sixth quarterback in a particular draft. That's just me.
All right, thanks for the call, Keith.
Yep, good points.
Michael Pittman is interesting. Are they going to let him go?
I don't know, man. What's Ursay doing?
Let's go. Alan Everett. Hello, Al.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, Al.
So, Chris, you're asking the question, why would the press let this information out now? And you're saying that they've been doing a journey. But yet when Brady was let go, no one even, and you want to know why the media is complicit in all this. You never even asked Belichick ever once why Brady was let go. So let's get off that. But I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you. This is what I'm calling. I'm going to tell you why the Crafts are letting everyone know now. Okay? But first, I'm going to tell you one other thing. And I'm going to tell you with your program director, right, Ken? Since the day Brady left, I said three things. Brady is about to be expose Bill Belichick for the fraud he is. That happened in one season. I also said that the Crafts will be contemplating firing Bill Belichick, the only caller to the station. For 30 years ago, I was brought in there for three-hour-long segments. I can't even get on the air now, but who cares? I'm going to say it might be the last time I call you. So hear me out. I told you that I'm the only guy out there. I had it before Curran and Deanna Rossini, what was going to happen here. And it's all happened.
What about Dove Clemens?
I can't even get on the air, but that's neither here nor there.
You're on the air. Al, every time you call, we put you on the air.
Yeah, not Greg Hill.
No.
Not Greg Hill. Not anymore.
He runs the place.
I told all his listeners. I gave him the truth. And he don't have the decency to take my call all week. Oh. Anyway, fine. Run it the way you want. But I'm going to tell you one last thing.
Okay.
And I've been saying this. The reason the Crafts are letting this out now is because they like nothing more than to fire him publicly and humiliate him after what he did to them, making them look like morons, and what he did to Tom Brady and this franchise. That's why they're letting it out now, so he can twist in the wind.
Mm.
It's a simple thing. You don't know that, Chris? You know a lot. You don't know that, and I do? Is that what you're telling me?
Al, why? I don't know why you're angry today.
Chris, you're the only one in there that had it half right. You're the only one.
Well, they call me halfway Curtis. So I would say this, Al.
They've been wrong at every turn. You never thought he'd get fired. I know that. Everyone in that studio thought they were going to go 12-4. It's the Crafts are the ones.
Al, if they want to embarrass him, why aren't they putting their name to it and saying it publicly? Why are they ashamed if they're doing it nameless?
The same reason Bill Belichick didn't put his name to anything.
But Al, you're getting all the time you need. I'm not hanging up on you.
Who shot JR?
Okay. Well, you shouldn't hang up on me. You give the other kid in Quincy 5 minutes who's been
Let's
wrong
put Danny
for,
on
every
Al.
Time. And you
all
give
right,
him,
hold
you
on,
give
hold
me
on. We got to get Danny on. Danny wants to talk to you. Hold
Speaking
on.
Which, Al, hang on. Danny's on the line.
Danny, what's up?
Quincy, good morning.
Thank you for the gift.
This is unfair to me. You're going to take away my airtime? Do I have to go back and forth with this guy?
Oh, you don't get enough airtime, Danny. No, you don't get enough airtime.
Al, stop crying about not being on the air. You get on every time after my call. Yeah, Al, hold on. You saw, you ripped me on the other station. You got on with Felger right after I, because I came after Ted Johnson.
Yeah.
I came after Ted Johnson. You spent your whole freaking life in the sub room making subs with the freaking radio on. So don't talk about being on the air.
Let me just answer that real quick.
Al.
Danny, 1 second. I'll let you talk.
You're a snake.
Oh, no name calling. Come on, Danny. I'm putting you down. Hold on, Danny. Go ahead.
I haven't called that station in 4 years except that one time a few weeks ago because Ted Johnson called me out. They asked me, and I got a phone call and said he was asking for me to call, and that's why I called. But
all right, Danny. All right, Danny, go ahead. Your response.
Danny's time.
Danny, you get your time.
Al, what was your nickname for the Crafts back during the Parcells days?
So, Danny, are you saying you were right all this time?
No. Answer the question. What was the nickname you gave Bob Kraft?
Crafty Bob?
Right, Crafty Bob. Oh, you answered it, Al. Why? Why? Yeah, because they did wrong to Bill Parcells. That's it. Your whole life revolves around Bill Parcells. And I happen to think he's a great coach. He's my number one coach. He's my number one coach, believe it or not.
What's your point?
And Belichick's a chip off the old shoulder. And you called Kraft, Bob.
All right, Al, go ahead.
If you're going to just keep screaming, am I going to be able to talk? Yeah, and that's exactly what I said, Danny, and I was proven right. Parcells went to the AFC Championship in 2 years, and Carroll had him in the cellar in 2 years. So what's your problem? He made the biggest blunder. Hold on. I'm not through.
All right, good.
Go ahead.
I'm not through. Shut up.
Come on, Chuck Todd.
I get to answer you. I didn't interrupt you. So I was right. Bob Kraft made the biggest blunder at the time, and I was right. So why don't you want me to call him that?
Pin the medal on him.
Okay.
Are you happy you were right once in your freaking life? Once in your freaking life, go back and make another sandwich.
At least it's one. You've been wrong. Let's get rid of Brady. Let's 12-4.
All right.
It's getting a little nasty.
That was fun.
That was good. All right, boys, thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.
Good round with Al and Danny today. 617-779.
As Greg says, Merry Christmas to you and yours at this most joyous time of year.
It was either great or terrible radio.
I loved it.
Jerry Springer radio, some have called it. On the text line, 37937.
Topical.
Our Jerry Springer is Joe Braverman. He's ready to trend.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Danny, are you saying you were right all this time?
No. Answer the question. What was the nickname you gave Bob Kraft?
Crafty Bob?
Right, Crafty Bob. Oh, you answered it, Al. Why? Why? Because they did the freaking... They gave wrong to Bill Parcells. That's it. Your whole life revolves around Bill Parcells. And I happen to think he's
right
better than a coach. He's a great coach. He's my number one coach.
A little snippet there. Al and Danny, the Danny and Al show. Good job by Curtis to get that assembled. The early Kenny Curtis show. We're just the undercard for that, bud.
Of all the things...
Mostly beloved on the text line, but some viciously hated.
Yeah, if you don't like it, I don't know. Go to the Nutcracker. I don't know. if you can't find that entertaining, I am sorry. However, I would say that is, like, when people say, what is it like growing up a sports fan in Boston? That's the soundtrack of my youth.
Right.
Those two.
Legends.
It's just, and the funniest thing is that Al has been so consistent. Like, the Patriots win 6 Super Bowls.
And he's saying that because he agrees with you. I mean,
what? No, I'm saying that he's been, even when he's been wrong, he's been consistent. And Danny now is, Danny has had a rough go of it because you have the Jimmy G phase.
He is not. He was right about Brady acting like a douche, which he was.
Who was a bigger douche, Tom Brady or Bill Belichick?
Yeah, Belichick's same as he ever was. I mean,
oh, okay. So if you're an a-hole your whole life, you get forgiven?
At least he didn't change midstream and then just stab the region in the back with that weather comment.
You have never sounded dumber. Which, I mean, good for you. Congrats. I mean,
don't forget, you can go back and listen to that anytime. Stream the show, listen anytime.
Awesome.
Download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Save WEI as a favorite.
Highlight for me
listening to where you go.
Was the Danny, go make a mortadella sandwich. I was dying.
Got a little personal for me.
I love Al, and he's got a great sub shop, and he should not be ripped for it.
Both legends. Now, Gary Myers is going to be joining us here momentarily. Longtime NFL writer, columnist, author, wrote several interesting books. Got one on the Giants out latest, I believe.
Yes, I have the information right here. Can we take David quickly? Because I'm curious. Oh. I'm always interested in this, people that disagree.
David in Westfield disagrees. Let's take him first. Hello, David.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, why is Belichick going nowhere?
I don't think he's going anywhere. It's always been a whole loyal circle with the Kraft family and him. I think
you think they're loyal to each other today?
For a quarterback,
David?
Pardon?
Are they loyal to each other today?
I think all the speak we hear in the media now is table talk, actually.
So why don't the Krafts correct the record?
I don't know. It's just a personal instinct thought that he's going nowhere. His defense is pretty good and maturing. He needs a couple of good offensive linemen. He's got to run at a quarterback in the draft, and I think they're looking forward to next year. Plus, he's got to get a couple of great top-flight receivers. That's all possible, and I think it's based on the defense being pretty good. Young, but pretty good.
That would be Bill's sales pitch, right? Belichick, end of the year, goes to Kraft and says, you know what, do what you want, but our defense is pretty good. You get me some weapons on offense, let me pick in the top five, I'll get you back to the playoffs sooner than if you fire me.
You know what? Phil in New Hampshire may have been onto something. Are the Krafts doing this so Belichick makes it it's untenable, so he's the one who decides to leave?
I guess, but as you pointed out, he doesn't have much leverage there.
But if I'm Bill, do you want to work for these guys anymore?
I think he does because his kids are here. If they give him the right treatment,
but I think Bill could bring his kids. I mean,
well, our next guest may have some insight in all this. Gary Myers on the Harbor One Hotline, longtime NFL writer and columnist who has written about Brady and Manning, and he's got a new book out, Chris.
Once a Giant by Gary Myers. You can find it on Amazon.com and anywhere books are sold. Gary, how are you today? Good morning.
Morning, fellas. What's going on?
Oh, a lot. So you believe Bill is done. You believe that there will be a trade consummated. Have you heard similar things to Tommy Curran regarding the timing of the demise of the relationship? Did this actually end in Frankfurt, Germany?
Oh, I think it was, I don't know, that one game after 24 years is going to be the deciding point in this relationship. I think it was just leading to this. And, you know, the big issue to me is, you know, how does the divorce happen? Is it, you know, mutual where the Krafts and Belichick just come to the agreement? You know, we've been together for more than 2 decades and the time is up. Bill needs a new audience. The team needs a new voice. And the thing to remember here really is that Bill still under contract past this season, and Kraft is a businessman, and he didn't become a billionaire by giving away assets. So I don't anticipate Belichick is going anywhere after getting fired. I think they're going to come to a mutual agreement to let him find a job that he wants, and then Robert will have to work out a deal with the Chargers or whoever it might be. But the Patriots are not giving away Belichick for nothing. I just can't imagine that happening.
Well, you mentioned the Chargers, Gary. Obviously, you believe they're a possibility. Where else do you think is a legit landing spot?
Well, I think the things you have to consider here is, was Bills need 16 more victories? Am I right on that number to pass Tua?
15 to reach, 16 to surpass.
Right. Yeah, that number's been holding steady for a while. I think it's very important for him. He's coached this long. Like, well, why wouldn't he want that, you know, have that record? So I think he's got to find a place where he can win right away. And by right away, I mean that he can pass and break the record within 2 years, 3 years tops, but mainly 2 years. And he also needs to find a place where he can win a championship relatively quickly, because I think the Brady-Belichick argument has definitely, the narrative is definitely skewed towards Brady based on what's happened the last 4 years. So if you take into consideration that he wants to go someplace where he can pass Shula and win a championship, say within the next 2-3 years, you know, break the record within 2 years, maybe win a championship within three, to me, the Chargers really stand out there. Washington and Carolina. Carolina has an opening. Washington will have an opening. I think Antonio Pierce has a good chance to keep the job in Vegas, and they probably had enough of the Patriots' way in Las Vegas for this decade. So I'm not sure that Bill would wind up there.
Especially considering the minority owner.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, he's not, hasn't been approved yet.
Right,
so,
right.
But, you know, I just think Carolina and Washington are too far away from winning. We know things can turn around quickly, but does he want to go work for David Tepper, really? The guy changes coaches every year, and in Washington, we don't know anything about the owner there.
What about Dallas if they flame out?
Well, you know, Dallas, you know, it's interesting you say that, because that was the first team that I mentioned a few months ago. And it all depends on Jerry's mindset. I mean, Mike McCarthy is winning there, but he's not winning. He's not getting past the divisional round. And it's a really amazing when you think about it. The Cowboys have not been past the divisional round to the playoffs since 1995, which was the last year they won the Super Bowl. They haven't been to a championship game since 1995. And McCarthy has proven that he's good enough to get him to the playoffs every year. It's really important for the Cowboys to, at the very least, be the 2 seed, if not the 1 seed, so they at least get a home game. You know, you get a home game, maybe 2 home games in. Because we've seen the last few years, you know, they can win on the road. If they wind up as a wild card, it's going to be the same scenario as last year, where they open on the road against the NFC South champion, which will likely be under 500 for the second year in a row. They'll win that game, and then they'll have to go to San Francisco, where they will lose. And for Dallas to get there by having to win in San Francisco and Philadelphia, is going to be nearly impossible. To win in one of those 2 cities might be really difficult. So the issue becomes, Jerry Jones is in the early 80s. It's been coming up on 30 years since he's been in a Super Bowl. Is he going to be satisfied just being good every year with the guy who's arguably the greatest coach in NFL history available to him? I know they have a good relationship. And the X factor here is Parcells. Parcells and Belichick have become closer as friends right now than they ever have been. And I know that Bill, despite what people might think, really enjoyed his 4 years with Jerry Jones. So if it comes down to Belichick considering Dallas and looking for some input from Parcells, Parcells is going to say, go for it. One of my guys who's close to both Parcells and Belichick gave me an interesting theory that Parcells would not push Belichick towards Dallas because Belichick has already won a Super Bowl in New England where Parcells couldn't. And would he want him going to win a Super Bowl in Dallas where Parcells didn't win one there either? So that's something to consider. But I think if Belichick had the opportunity to go to Dallas with a ready-made team, that's to me is even a more perfect fit.
Do you think
Chargers?
Gary, do you think Gary Myers on the Harbor One Hotline has a new book out about the Giants title? Let me just get it exactly right.
Once a Giant. A story of victory, tragedy, and life after football.
Good stocking stuffer for your loved one. Do you think that this is a case? I found it just so interesting that Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells have rekindled an old romance. I wonder if it's the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Is there a lot of craft bashing, you think, on those text threads?
That's a really interesting question, and I wish I had a really good answer for you on that one. But I can tell you this about the Kraft-Belichick relationship. We know, and this isn't breaking news, that Belichick's not the easiest guy to work with, and he's very quirky and secretive and things of that nature. Now, when he worked for Parcells in New England in 96, Belichick saw an opening there to become close to Kraft because Parcells wasn't telling Kraft anything. And Belichick kind of became Kraft's football mentor. And at the end of the 96 season, when Parcells worked his way to the Jets, Kraft and his wife, Myra, took Belichick and his then wife, Debbie, out to dinner. And Belichick very much wanted to be the head coach of the Patriots after the 96 season. And Kraft very much wanted to make him the head coach, but felt he would be burned and scarred by the Parcells experience and had to explain to Belichick and his wife at dinner that night why he couldn't hire him, because he had to make a clean break from the Parcells regime and the years of Parcells. When it came time in 2000 to bring him back, things had changed. And Kraft loved Belichick. And he loved him in the early years when he was winning those three championships in 4 years. But after that, I think the relationship turned somewhat where Kraft put up with Belichick because he was winning, as most owners will do with their coaches. But I think that warm relationship that they had the first time around in the mid-90s and even at the beginning after Brady took over. Because remember, Belichick was 5-13 when Bledsoe got hurt and thought he was going to get fired at the end of that season. I mean, I know that for a fact at the end of the 01 season. And Brady came in and saved his job. But, you know, as they became the first part of their dynasty, you know, the relationship was great. Then they went through a 10-year period where they didn't win a Super Bowl. And things start to fracture a little bit that, you know, Kraft became aggravated and frustrated with Belichick because Belichick doesn't change. And so I think that relationship has had its cracks. Whether it has gotten to the point that Parcells and Kraft are at, I doubt that. The guy's got, you know, put six trophies in the trophy case. You still have to have somewhat good feelings for him, except what's happened the last 4 years, you know, it's just kind of proven the theory that sometimes relationships just come to an end. And despite the success that you've had, it's probably better for all concerned to go their separate ways. And I just think that's the point that these two guys are at. And I heard what you're saying before I came on about, you know, Belichick maybe, you know, trying to sell him. I got a good defense and I just need some offensive players. But Belichick really hasn't proven that he can rebuild the offense. So I'm not sure Kraft is going to buy what he's selling.
Yeah, Gary, I find it interesting, and I enjoy, you know, listening to you on this because you do have such an institutional knowledge of Belichick. The national perception of Bill, how much has his perception been damaged by the immediate success that Brady had and the dumpster fire the Patriots have become?
Yeah, I mean, like I mentioned a little while ago, I think it has switched the narrative of, you know, I think one of the great arguments in NFL history, or one of the great discussions, is was it Brady or was it Belichick? And I think you can make a case that it was, you know, 50-50, or, you know, early on it was Belichick and the last 10 years it was Brady. But regardless of how you came out of it thinking when Tom went to Tampa in 2020, I think the results in New England over the last 4 years, and the fact that Tom made the playoffs all 3 years in Tampa and won a championship his first year, has maybe unfairly, you know, shifted it to 70-30 for Brady. And I don't think that's accurate, but I think a lot of people think that, or maybe even more towards Brady, simply because, you know, Belichick has not been able to, you know, find another quarterback and develop him. And I think anybody who doesn't believe that Belichick is supremely motivated, one, to break Shula's record, which I think has been a given that he's wanted that for a long time, but in the last 4 years, that winning a championship after Brady won his in Tampa, I think that drives him 24/7. And I don't think that's happening in New England anytime soon, just based on the roster. I know the defense is good, but the offense has got a really long way to go. I don't, if you had asked me in the offseason, would Belichick ever coach anywhere else? I would say no. But based on what's happened this year, I'd say it's almost overwhelming that he won't be back now. I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, I don't think anybody knows for sure, maybe except the Crafts. But I've been around this a long time and just seen the end in so many cases. And I just get a sense that it's over. Just like, I was in Dallas when Landry got fired. And he got fired because he was a new owner, but everybody there wanted, Tex Sharan wanted to get rid of him, but didn't know how. And then Jerry Jones bought the team and fired him. Shula got pushed out by Jimmy Johnson. It happens all the time. It's just the kind of business it is. And the fact that Bill has lasted that long and won so many championships really makes this a very, very unusual situation. But the fact of the matter is you have to kind of judge it by what the circumstances are right now. And the Patriots are one of the worst teams in the league.
That's fascinating stuff. But before I let you go, Gary, do you think Kraft fears that Bill will go somewhere else, and maybe not the Shula record, but win that title like Brady did? Does that leave any window that he changes his mind and keeps him around?
Well, as far as the Shula record, you know that Kraft would have hoped that Bill had broken it already and that that record would belong, pretty much to the Patriots, except for the 37 victories that Belichick had in Cleveland. I know that Kraft did not want to get rid of Brady. He let Belichick make that decision, and I'm sure that to this day he regrets it. If Belichick goes and wins a championship with another team, I just think Kraft looks at it like, so be it. It wasn't going to happen here. Obviously, he would have loved to win the seventh, especially in the last 4 years. Because there's probably part of Kraft that wishes he can win a championship. Belichick would have won a championship without Brady also. Because that would have strengthened Kraft's claim on his input also, if they won it with two different quarterbacks. But I just evaluating it, I don't live in Boston. I don't cover the Patriots every day. I pay really close attention to everything that's going on. And I just get the sense that they don't want any part of each other anymore. And whatever happens in New England without Belichick, or whatever happens to Belichick with another team, it's just life. It's life in the NFL, and stuff happens. And they had an incredible run. I mean, it'll never be duplicated with the three of them did together. I mean, that's just amazing for an owner, a coach, and a quarterback to stay together long enough to win six championships and basically have two separate dynasties, the first 10 years and the last 10 years or whatever, when they won three championships in each of those dynasties. I mean, that's incredible. And I know people in New England are so upset now about what's going on. I get it. But I tell Giant fans who, are really down and out because the Giants have won one playoff game since they beat the Patriots in 11 for their second championship against New England. I say, since 1986, when the Giants won their first championship, their first Super Bowl, only the Patriots have won more than the Giants. Giants have won four, the Patriots have won six. The Giants are second in the Super Bowl standing since they won their first championship. And people don't appreciate not only how hard it is to win, but to have a sustained success and to have multiple championships over that period of time. Like I mentioned, the Cowboys, who were on national television and the highest profile team forever, they haven't won since 1995. The Patriots have won six since then. So I'm not trying to soften anything about what's happening going on in New England now, because, again, we all live in the moment. But I think people need to appreciate what an incredible era of football they had for two decades there.
Well said, Gary. Thank you so much for the insight. Appreciate the time, and good luck with the book.
Thank you very much, guys. I can just mention it's available, you know, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, et cetera. And 9 days until Christmas, so go out and get it.
Appreciate it. Have a good holiday.
Take care, guys.
Okay.
You too.
Gary Myers, longtime NFL writer. Insights there, nuggets from that. He supports Tommy Curran wholeheartedly.
I would have just preferred Danny and Al to jump in at the end of that.
I'll be right back. Well, Gary Myers phrased it this way, Curtis. Bill Belichick is supremely motivated to break Shula's record and to win a title. He ain't quitting. You want him to go away quietly and silently into that good night? That is not happening. He will go somewhere else, and he thinks Chargers or Cowboys, basically, right? The Chargers, the favorite.
I don't see him in L.A. I don't know why.
He fired the coach. It is wide open. Well, I mean, interesting timing.
Brandon Staley was going to be out. I just go back to that.
Why this week? Right after the reporting got hot?
They put up 63 against the Raiders, but 63 against them.
Yep. And? Curran's report.
Okay. I think that's a reach, but I would say that the Chargers, West Coast, 6-hour flight to Nantucket is not in the cards.
But you would agree the Chargers have every reason to do so. Why not? I mean, they have flopped with coach after coach. Might as well. Not like Dallas. Dallas has something to lose.
I go back to the Phil Perry interview with that guy from the Charger beat who said that Dean Spanos will do nothing to get on the bad side of Robert Kraft. And the other thing I was going to bring up, but Gary was good, a little long-winded, was the AFC West. Does Bill Belichick really want to be in a division with Andy Reid and Sean Payton?
Maybe he does, actually.
Okay. Well, I don't think he would.
But I would see how Kraft would want NFC.
I mean, the reason why the Carolina Panthers are inviting is because you have a billionaire owner who'll pay whatever. Even if
they suck.
They suck, but you're in an awful division.
Yeah, I guess. I would think Kraft tries to convince him for Dallas.
What's the best team in the NFC South?
Kraft gets Jerry Jones on his side and says, take Bill. They work it out behind the scenes.
Yeah. I mean,
take
I
my
guess.
Guy. Wait till they lose in epic fashion to the Eagles in the playoffs or something like that.
Oh, they will. I mean, McCarthy will pee down his leg.
Yes,
they will. That's a guarantee.
So that is unknown right now. We got to wait to see how that plays out. By the way, Kadarius Toney, I didn't see this quote. Was this yesterday? Must have met reporters yesterday. He took no responsibility at all for the offsides penalty. He told reporters, quote, whether it was an inch, 2 inches, whatever, in front of the ball, the referee got a job to let me know. He didn't make no effort. You watch the video, didn't make no effort to say anything about no alignment, so apparently he wanted to do that regardless. But like I said, we're just going back to the details and make sure we fine print everything, end quote. So no accountability, no
zero.
Responsibility.
But they have been held.
Why would he? His coach took his back.
But they have been held accountable. We don't know the number. Mike Florio, Mike Florio just tweeted, per source, the NFL fined both Andy Reid and Mahomes for the comments critical of the officiating following the loss to the Bills. He does not have the amounts yet.
But even that, if it's like you have to get Florio's report on a Saturday morning and we're not even sure what the amount was. It's like under the cover of darkness, they slapped Andy Reid on the wrist.
There is a set of rules for everybody and then a set of rules for the Chiefs.
Let's go to Kevin and Taunton. You're on the Ken and Curtis Show. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing? You guys hear me?
We got you.
All right, I just want to make a couple points before you hang up on me. And you know, Brady was at Michigan with Henny, and he had to fight for that position. Then he came to the Patriots, and, you know, he learned from Belichick, and those two worked great together. I'm so sick of a guy like Al yelling about that Brady made Belichick, because they made each other. Like, he took all the information that Belichick gave him. And if you don't have a quarterback that's going to take that information, you got nothing. Like,
Kevin,
Brady was able to lead
and
go
to... Kevin, I have a question. Why hasn't Bill made another one?
Because, Mac was not willing to listen. Maybe Zappy will, but, like, Brady was able to go to Tampa.
And win right away.
You talk about that. You know, he won a championship, but that coach, you know, we don't hear anything about that coach. You know what I mean? Like
that's the point.
He had a great coach, Bruce Arians. I mean, elite mind.
That's the whole point, Kevin, is that he won with a dummy because he was the quarterback.
After he learned everything from Belichick.
Okay, so Belichick's been coaching the NFL for 30 years. He's only made one Brady. Why?
Because they worked great together. He didn't want, and Brady outlasted any quarterback that ever played. So he ruined, our ability to, draft another one because he lasted.
I mean, it's just such a silly
There are a lot of Bill people out. Bill people are going to come out of the woodwork even more so for the next month. The last group of, I mean, Gary Myers, God, is he Bill's side? He loves him some Belichick. I guess from the Giants years, right?
Of course.
Must have been well indoctrinated. And if you want to believe what he said, the Giants are the most successful franchise in the NFL since 1986. Other than the Patriots, only Bill Belichick ties those two together.
It is wild that Eli Manning and his brother are all that stand between the Patriots and 10 Super Bowls.
One bonus half hour of the Ken and Curtis Show to go. We have an NFL triple header today. Three pretty good games, too. Did you guys pick any of these?
I don't remember.
We have Minnesota-Cincy starts it off. Steelers-Colts and Broncos-Lions.
Minnesota-Cincy, who's the quarterbacks in that game?
No idea. No idea.
I would be interested to hear your thoughts on the current state of the NFL and if we are being too protective of quarterbacks at their own peril.
Okay. Discuss that, among other things, next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.